Trenton, an Arkansas Razorback who played as a Chicago Bears defensive tackle from 79 to 90, elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 02.
Ed Obradovich,
a U of I and I drafted to the Bears in 1962, part of the NFL championship team of 1963.
Glenn Kozlowski,
BYU Cougar who played 6 years on the Bears, specializing in special teams and wide receiver. Mark Carmen.
He's helpful.
Yes. Very helpful. Yes. There is that.
Welcome to the best Bears coverage, the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Feel like I need to let the music just play until midnight when we're out here. Welcome in Hamp, OB, and Kaz with you till midnight. Bears lose to the Packers 24-23. They led 20-0. They led 20-3. They led 20-10. They
did all they could.
They lost the football game.
You know, guys, yeah, look, as we walk in here, every Bear fan has got to have the same process here, which is, how the hell did that happen? And the great Ed Obradovich, sitting next to me, said, I've been watching this stuff a long time. He said, that was the most idiotic, devastating, broken down loss I can ever remember.
That's the truth. That ever. Is the truth.
And and you know what? As we talked in pregame about certain things and how we expected things to go, nobody expected a 20-0 lead with the ball halfway through the third quarter, and we lose the game. And in just a moment, back in the spring, we had a draft show, and Kaz and I listened as Ed Obradovich so saliently basically said, I want to know if somebody asked, if Ryan Pace asked this new coach, Nagy, how do you have a home lead in a playoff game? What was it, 21-0?
21-3
at halftime.
And you lose the game. How do you do it? What the hell were you thinking? And guess what, folks? The very first coaching night performance for the Chicago Bears, it is a carbon copy.
Popped up again. Up popped the double. When I remember making that statement, and I think Rick is trying to find it somewhere to pull it back up, but I because to me that was a setup. Pace, our general manager, he knew who the hell he wanted to hire. He wanted Nagy for whatever reason or reasons I don't know. You know, he went with that camouflage, Glenn, about interviewing one or two guys before, and then all of a sudden he goes to him, and bang, that night or the next morning, he's our head coach. I almost fainted. Here's the guy who is the offensive coordinator, okay, for the Kansas City Chiefs. They're playing at home. They got a huge stadium, 85, 90,000 people, and very rabid fans. Not as good as ours, but damn close. And they're at home in this playoff game, and they're playing against the Tennessee Titans, who have no business being in the playoffs. They're winning 21-3 at halftime. Nagy is the offensive coordinator. You know who won the game? The Tennessee Titans.
22-21. Beat them by 1 point late in the game. Came back and beat them.
That's Pace's buddy. That's who he wanted. And the reason why I'm talking and brought this up, the fact is this. Because I wanted to know from Pace, or whoever our geniuses were that were with them, did he ask Nagy that question? You're winning 21-3 at halftime. You got 30 minutes to go. You're at home playing against a team you should be walloping, and you get your backside handed to you, and you lose the ball game. And by the way, we're going to hire you as our next coach. Lo and behold, what the hell happens? The first game out of the box, because they're not playing. We never came out the second half to try to put this team away. We're winning 20-0, and we play tiddlywinks football with Green Bay. Guess what? How that guy, you're not a general manager. You can have all the press in this town love you and your cutesy little smile. Just look at your draft choices. Look at your free agencies and take a look. Take a look at your head coach and this coaching staff that went through an entire offseason, an entire exhibition season, and played nobody. And it comes to a game when you needed them in the fourth quarter. Just look at it again, people. Look at, if you get the films, look in the fourth quarter. You think we ran out of gas a little bit?
Oh, we were out of shape. Defense, as good as they played, and they played well. Let's give the defense props tonight.
Okay, they played great in the first quarter.
And Mac played well. Mac was an impact player. But in the end, poor coaching, poor decision-making by our general manager.
This
is a joke.
How many times did we try to get aggressive in the second half to put this team away?
We didn't try it at all.
We didn't do it at all.
It was
desperation throws at the end by the quarterback that Ryan Pace fell in love with, just like he fell in love with this head coach. And guess what we got for it? Heartbreak. And here's the bottom line, guys. The legend of Aaron Rodgers has grown exponentially tonight.
That's true.
Nobody in the world expected to see him in the second half, let alone come back 20-0 down and then manufacture a victory. And, you know, you got to tip the cap. I said in the pregame, we have been at a deficit in the coaching department for about 20 years. Every time we match up against the Packers, I hate to tell you, folks, nothing's changed.
Here's the worst part, too, and we'll break it down for you. But really, the failure started when the third quarter began. We're up 20-0, comfortably going along. And all of a sudden, Nagy decides to throw in all these new formations and throw the ball behind the line of scrimmage. And I mean, how many times do we have a third and one where we threw the damn ball and stopped the clock from running?
And it was an RPO.
Third and one, where
Trubisky was unsure of where to throw the ball, so he pulls it down. He's running around like a chicken with his head cut off. Because why? He wasn't prepared by doing this in the preseason.
That's exactly correct. Folks, I hope you people listen. You watch that game tonight. You watch Trubisky late in the third quarter and the fourth quarter. Did you see his throws?
Awful.
There were wounded ducks. He was so far off target. Why? Because just like Dan said, they never did anything.
They were
unprepared. You cannot walk out there and you think the good Lords are going to come down and anoint you guys that you're going to win this game. You're going to look great. Nobody's going to be secondary. You're going to beat the Packers. You can't play football that way, folks. And I'm going to tell you what. Obviously, we have a coaching staff. We have a coaching staff that believes you can. That believes you can. And don't let anybody try to talk you or tell you any different. I don't recall seeing a lousy loss, despicable loss like this. When they should have came out after halftime, I'm talking
and
about the Bears.
Put them
and
away.
They should have taken it to the Packers. Rodgers is out, and they should have buried him. They should have buried him. Look at what the hell happened. Nagy.
But it was the same thing that kept Nagy from playing the offense and playing his starters in the preseason. An arrogance that they know everything and they know what's right and what's best. And you know what? You guys just shut up. Let us take care of this.
That's right.
And they were so unprepared in the second half. The defense of Green Bay made adjustments. Trubisky looked like a junior high quarterback running around, couldn't make a read, couldn't set his feet, couldn't throw a ball with any type of accuracy. And guess what? At the end of the day, all that little motion trickery, RPO crap blew up in his face and put us in a position where Aaron Rodgers becomes the legend.
He was under the gun to make these throws. I'll say it again. You people that take the game or whatever, go back and watch our team late in the third and in the fourth quarter. Look at Mitch Trubisky trying to make connection with the receivers. He wasn't, Glenn, you saw it, yeah. He wasn't even close.
Well, here's the thing,
Why?
Too.
Why? Because they never practiced it.
Here's the other part of it, too, and Mark, you pointed this out. He can throw to his right. He cannot throw to his left. He is inaccurate to his left side. I don't know why, but this kid can basically throw and throw a pretty solid pass early to his right. He can't throw to his left.
He didn't do it in the fourth quarter, Glenn.
No, well, that's, again, look, Ed, let's just talk about with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go, it's third and one, and he runs an empty backfield, basically.
Yeah.
On third and one.
That was, to me, the most stunning thing of the whole night.
He did it three times in the second half, and we never got a first down.
You know,
and one first down was...
You know who's calling those plays? Nagy!
That's our point. This is where it really showed his inability.
His arrogance. He thought that he could go out and trick them, and everybody go, wow, look how cool. No back. And then Trubisky's going to do the RPO and make a completion. You know, early on, Trubisky had a couple of good throws downfield, one to Robinson. Robinson made an amazing adjustment, made a great catch. But those were not great throws. They were good throws, but nothing where you go, wow. You want to watch some great throws? Look at the guy on the other side of the field. He made him all night.
You see some formations that they came out with? How about number 72? I think he's our tackle. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right tackle. You know where they had him lined up, folks? Like, we're going to trick the Green Bay Packers. They had him lined up at a wideout.
On the line.
At a wideout, okay? Oh, we're really going to trick you because we're going to put all kinds of people over to guard against 72 because he must be getting the ball. Massive, massive ignorance by this coaching staff. That was...
And here, look, we could backtrack again. I know we got to go to commercial break, but 312-981-7200. We'll talk about even the special teams at the end of the game. Constant, or late in the game, horrific coaching. And that goes directly to Ryan Pace.
No question about it.
General manager that everybody loves because he calls you by your first name.
Right.
Hey, Ed, you like me? Well, Ed, that's a very good question,
well,
and I'll smile
courage.
At you,
he's got
Ed.
Courage,
hey.
Don't you know?
Yeah.
Glenn, he's got courage.
Big courage.
Pace, he's got courage.
Yes.
312-981-7200. Yes, Hamp and OB and Kaz are with you here. We would love to take your calls tonight with you till midnight.
What a fraud he is.
Hamp and OB with Kaz presented by your Chicago. Chicagoland,
100%.
Presented by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Bears lose to the Packers 24-23. They led it 20-0.
They shouldn't let Nagy on the plane coming back. Let him walk.
They let it get away. All right, we're taking your calls next. And
Ryan Pace could Uber home.
You know what? I miss John Fox now.
Where we need him?
We did not think we'd hear that tonight. We will hear, OB, we've got your audio from what you said back in when they hired Matt Nagy at the draft. We'll play. Play that coming back, 720 WGN. Bears lose to the Packers 24-23. The opener is in the books, and it will be one that many will try to forget. Bears led this one. If you're just joining, didn't watch, they were up 20-0 into the third quarter.
There's nobody going to forget this game.
Not if you're a Bear fan.
Not for a long time. And there's nowhere on God's green earth can this guy Nagy hide under this one. He's pulled it again, and he is not a head coach, and our general manager is not a general manager. Again, what I said earlier, folks, all you got to do, take a look at our free agency signing and take a look at his drafts and take a look at his signing. How many millions and millions and millions of dollars guaranteed by this knucklehead called Pace? Said he's a general manager. He's a disgrace.
Well, Ryan Pace, I think tonight, is looking right at Matt Nagy and saying, how in the world? I just hand you Khalil Mack, who
basically had to get single-handedly put himself
defensively what they're supposed to do.
Right.
And Khalil Mack had an interception for a return touchdown, a pick six. He stripped the ball in the red zone to basically stop it. It's not a touchdown, at least a field goal. It was a 10-point swing by this one player single-handedly. And yet, Matt Nagy finds a way through sheer arrogance to just botch the entire second half. I'm looking through the stats, and it's incomprehensible. Again, Aaron Rodgers. Anybody that saw this game and saw how he was maimed and dragging his left leg around, for him to throw for 341 yards, three touchdowns, and have four successive scoring drives in the second half to basically come up and bitch slap Matt Nagy to reality is, again, Aaron Rodgers, a lot of people say, is the best player they've ever seen. Well, tonight, I think you can put an apostrophe on it.
He beat us on one leg in 30 minutes.
Well, and really, he beat us on one leg in, call it, I don't know, 19 minutes. They kicked the field goal with 3:37 to go in the third quarter. They made it 20-3. Then he threw the 39-yard ridiculous touchdown pass to the right corner to Allison. That was a phenomenal throw. Then the 12-yard pass to Devontae Adams, who... Prince Amukamara did not distinguish himself tonight in any way, shape, or form. And then the Randall Cobb 75-yard touchdown pass, it's right in the middle of the field on third down.
And again, okay, now here's the thing, folks. There's so many things. Kaz, you made a great point. Late in the game, we needed to be at the 25 and save the time. Cunningham brings the ball out of the end zone, only gets to the 18, and burns 10 seconds. Stupid stuff like this. But at the end of the day, our defense, which played – magnificently early, ran out of gas. Now, why would they run out of gas? Because
they didn't play.
They're out of shape.
Nobody does anything.
They're out of shape. They were just running into the offensive lineman. No pass rush. Aaron Rodgers was watching his receivers run by everybody we had on the field.
And here's the other thing. They picked on 44.
Kwiatkowski. And you know what? See, again, that's arrogance.
Kid,
Ryan Pace... You know, for whatever reason, there must have been some kind of an order down from up top saying, don't play Roquan Smith. Oh, we don't know what he can do. Aaron Rodgers went to work, and for the meat of the second half, he basically identified who Kwiatkowski was covering and threw an ISO pattern at him, and it was continually, if not a first down, it was an 8, 10,
right,
12-yard
right
game every
field.
Time. This kid... I'm sure he's a great kid. He can't play in the NFL. He can't cover anyone.
312-981-7200. We love taking your calls. Let's get some of you in here as well. Les in Oak Park. Welcome to Hamp and OB with Kaz on 720 WGN.
First of all, I want to tell you how much I love you guys. Ed, I met you at Doug Buffon's, and I told you I loved you with Illinois. I loved you with the Bears, but I love you the most of all in WGN. I hope you remember that. Now, I'm looking at these guys. John, this guy, this new coach, and John Fox are the same mold. They cannot make second half adjustments. The reason the Bulls had such great teams is because Phil Jackson would blow them out at the beginning of the third quarter. He would make the adjustments. The other thing I hate about this new coach is he's just like Trestman. He's got his head in the book. Relate to your players. Spur them on. Get your head out of the book. Now, the final comment I want to make, and I want you guys to relate to this, this quarterback, I think people scout quarterbacks for the wrong attributes. They look for athleticism, for arm strength, speed, mobility. A quarterback has to be able to see everything at the same time. The only other sport that's comparable is a race car driving, where you have to see all the other cars and the turns and the dials and the vibrations. You are in what people call a zone. You are seeing everything at the same time.
All right, Les, appreciate you. You got a lot going on there. So,
well, no, yeah. What he was basically saying is the quarterback has to see the field, and clearly our guy doesn't see the field.
No,
and
he doesn't.
And he wasn't given the opportunity to work on this run pass option.
The processing of it.
Right, right.
You got to see it and then make decisions. It has to be almost instantaneous.
Right.
And you can't do it by looking at practice tape and game and playbooks. You got to get out there and do it, you know,
in real time.
That's why everybody goes, "Oh, most quarterbacks, we have to let them sit on the bench for a year or two and process all this."
These jokers, this first team, our first team offense and defense, the fourth game, you know, I told you, if you just looked at it, they're shucking and jiving. None of these coaches had them sitting there. Why the hell Trubisky wasn't right next to Nagy in that last game or in the second or even in the third exhibition game and paying attention to what the hell's going on in the field? All you saw him was laughing, shucking, and jiving, walking around on a bench. That's professional football. That's the Chicago Bears. George Halas saw that today. He'd pick up that bench and whack it over his head.
The Marconi play we relished on that note is brought to you by the Marconi Giardiniera. You can put it on everything. Relish all your meals because Marconi makes it better. Any relishing plays? I'm going to go with the pick six, Khalil Mack, I guess.
Yeah, well, and then the series before, the strip sack.
That was awesome.
That was a huge play because, worst case, it was looking like it was going to be 10-3.
All right, we'll
the defense did it. And the first half did a phenomenal job. You go in halftime, you get ready. and you come out. And please don't anybody tell me, any general manager, any coach, or anybody, when you've got them down 20 to nothing, and you, especially the Packers up there, and you come out and play dead, you don't go after them, excuse me, you don't put them away, you sit there and play footsie with them.
OB, it was the largest lead any team had ever had against the Packers in 70 years in Lambeau, right?
Yes, in the first game. Yeah, that's what they were saying, right, basically.
And we lose the game.
Yeah.
We lose the game.
I'm telling you, they came out and there was nothing. This guy offensively, and again, you guys got to jump in here again because I don't want to, I'm like repeating
okay,
myself.
Okay, I'll jump in.
No, hold on. Let me tell you something. Again, watch Trubisky's throws, folks. Late third quarter, watch him in the fourth quarter. Take a look at his angle. Take a look at the velocity, if there was any on. Half of them were wounded ducks. Okay? And we've been sitting there, Dan, Glenn, we tell you got to play these guys. You can't let these guys go from game to game and nobody plays. Just like they said, Ed, what do you think's going to happen tonight? I said, I don't know. Well, why? Nobody plays. Nobody plays on the offensive line, defensive line, running backs, defensive backs.
And he came back and bit him.
Well, we're going to go up to Green Bay, and we're going to tear Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy, the head coach, and we're going to show them how to play football because we reinvented the game. Nagy, you idiot.
Coming up, the stories that matter with Roger Badish from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom in 2 minutes here on WGN Radio. Hamp, it'll be with Cuss, continuing till midnight, 720 WGN.
This is the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Cuz. Sponsored by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
720 WGN, Hamp, OB, and Cuz with you till midnight. We are presented by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. We are fed by Bartolini's Restaurant Catering and Banquets. They are family-owned and operated and offer the best Italian cuisine in Chicagoland.
That unbelievable.
It was
outstanding food.
Incredibly strong, located at 144th and Pulaski in Midlothian. Catering and Banquets, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 708-396-2333. And let's do before.
That was a highlight of the night, wasn't it, Ed?
Just real quickly here.
Yeah,
I got to tell you. The Bears went from the Super Bowl to the toilet bowl in one half. That's Gary Geico, a friend of mine, great Bear fan.
I'm getting texts from my friends. Tell the boys that us Packer backers are enjoying the hell out of your show. It's barbecue time. That's one of many.
That was one you ought to relish because I had no one in that stadium expected to see that happen. No.
And here I got another one. The only question I have left is Mitchell Trubisky more like Cade McNown, Rex Grossman or Bob Avellini?
Rex Grossman.
No.
All the above.
Yeah.
No vision, no talent, just runs around like a goon.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the phone.
That's just mean, though. That is really mean. Yeah. But
who?
Look,
that is a little,
it's not his fault on 31 you're throwing the ball.
They deserve it. This coaching staff and Pace, and they deserve it.
You're right. You're right.
Who brought it today? Sponsored by the Blue Cross Blue Shield Card of Illinois. You know what to bring. We going Khalil Mack?
Yeah. Who else can you go with?
He was a one-man crew, man. It was unbelievable.
I love watching Hamp enjoy Khalil Mack. It's just, you're a fan. It's
I told
awesome.
You he's the best thing they've done in 20 years.
Yeah.
Now if we can clear cut some of this other deadwood, we'd be okay.
All right. Let's go 312-981-7200. Rusty in McHenry. What's up, Rusty?
Oh, I'm going to tell you, I will not be able to sleep all night because I'm so frustrated with the way these guys played. It was terrible. Just the worst. I think I'm 63 years old. I think, Ed, this was the worst loss I have ever seen.
Well,
Rusty, let me tell you something.
Thanks, Rusty.
I lived here. Everything. I went to Proviso High School in Maywood, University of Illinois. I've been very fortunate to be here my whole career. I can tell you something. I cannot remember a more depressing, disgusting loss by a Chicago Bear team. Let alone they had the game in hand for 30 minutes, and they let it get away. And it's very simple, Rusty. All the hell you had to do is look at that. They didn't know what to do late in the third and fourth quarter. Why? Because they never practiced it. They never did it in game game in game conditions. And again, look at Trubisky's passes. Jesus, this kid's making what, $7, $8, $10 million to play 16 games? He couldn't hit a bull in the backside from 10 yards tonight.
312-981-7200
Listen, too, you know, Whitehair, too, or White, whatever that kid's name is.
Whitehair, don't even talk to me about that idiot. He's a center in the National Football League. I'm an astronaut.
Well said, Ed. But again,
he could be a decent guard, though. That's the frustrating part.
Look, again, just a reminder. It's third and one. You need 1 yard to win the football game. Oh. You do not throw it out of the gun and then kick a field goal to go up six. You're playing against Aaron Rodgers, arguably the greatest quarterback of all time, or certainly in the top five, wherever you want to put him. You go for the win right there. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen.
It never should have even came down to that.
Ball
we should have put that
too.
Team.
That too.
We should have put that team away 30 minutes prior.
Look, there were horrible performances. Mukamara was horrible. The defensive line was non-existent in the second half. Hey, Whitehair was atrocious. Horrible snaps downfield in a crucial situation. What was he doing downfield and get a penalty call and a first down call back? But all that pales in comparison to the collapse of the head coach, Matt Nagy, and his pathetic planning and execution of the second half.
Yeah. It's right in front of you, folks. You look at him on the sidelines, and what do you see? What did you get? Nothing.
A sweet laminated card, though. That card is really cool.
Oh, yeah, we talked about it. I can make a card like that, too. It's really neat.
That card.
Now let's get to the phones.
That card's awesome.
These folks try to therapy them into bedtime.
Jim in St. John's, Indiana. What's up there, Jim?
Meet the new coach. Same as the old coach. Anyway, when Howard made that beautiful 13-yard run, like you said, with third down and 1 yard, everybody's looking to punch it in. What's he do? He throws it up for nothing, you know. They should have got a hold of that New England backup quarterback, I believe. He went to Oakland. That's a quarterback.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Garoppolo, and I can't remember his name, but yep. Why didn't they get somebody like him? He's a proven quarterback.
Oh, no, we wanted but to trade. We wanted to trade up to get Trubisky and give away the entire draft and mortgage the future of the franchise to get this guy because Ryan Pace thought he was so cool with the way he drove up in a beater car.
And by the way,
he's a real great guy.
Not only that, this kid, Trubisky, I cannot believe this guy, this Pace, this imbecile. He played in his college career. He played 13 games.
Yeah.
And this guy gave a half of planet Earth to move up when he didn't have to because nobody had him on their board.
John Lynch, in 10 minutes as the new GM in San Francisco, fleeced Ryan Pace. Fleeced him.
It's a little untrue to say no one had there on their board, OB, but I get your point.
No, not in the second pick.
They might have been on the board. It sure as hell wasn't going all the way up to the second spot.
No, right.
Thank you.
He was terrified that was going to happen, and he was dead wrong.
But you know what? Hey, real quick, guys, think about this. Talk about opportunities lost tonight. You know, the magnificence of the defense. I got texts. Oh, it looks like the 85 defense. Okay. Well, guess what? They weren't in shape. They fell apart, and you know what? That's unacceptable.
It's whatever.
Nagy, it was unacceptable. But Trubisky had a chance in the end of the game to pull it all out of the fire. If he was truly what they thought he was, what he could be,
bingo.
Tonight was the time. You go down and get a field goal and make everybody make it all go away and put a deodorant on it. He couldn't do it.
Nope.
You're
didn't even
exactly
come close
correct,
to
Ann.
Doing it. In fact, if Clay Matthews wasn't, I mean, there's a guy that, well, we should probably sign him right now.
Yeah.
Because he's going to figure out how to lose games
for
you.
He did one thing, which was rough the passer. On fourth and 12. You know.
We got another chance, and we still couldn't do anything. Shot a blank.
Let's get Tom and Burrow in here, who's, I think he wants to say something that a lot of people are texting and I'm sure thinking. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, guys. I just want to say I want to hear your rip on Fuller. I think we should have traded him to the Packers because the guy kills me all the time. If he made that catch, the game's over.
There's no doubt.
Yeah,
Tom.
Well, you know what, though? He was breaking on that ball, and the guy, you know, they crossed in and hit each other.
There's a reason he's a DB.
Yeah.
They don't catch.
You know, yeah.
Otherwise,
he'd
be a receiver.
Yeah, he's a wide receiver that can't catch the ball. That's why he plays defensive back.
And it is true that if he did make the catch, the Bears would have won.
Oh, then it's over. But if the nuts were
right,
you
know, right.
You know, and if we go for it on third down and give it to Jordan Howard, and we might win the game too.
Don't get in, you know, the punk RPO and do a rollout right and throw back to a 300-pound tight end behind the line of scrimmage. Well, that's you know such idiocy.
What should be when our press when they get Nagy, and somebody should ask this question: Hey, Coach Nagy, when you went in at halftime and made your adjustments, what happened? What did you do? What did you do to try to put this game away? Run the ball? Play action? Sprint outs? What? What did you try to do?
Didn't do any of the above.
You did nothing. But I want you to hear me. I want you to tell us writers what the hell was, what was your adjustments at halftime? And what was your adjustment between the third and fourth quarter? And what was your adjustments when it was late in the fourth quarter? What did you do? You counted on Trubisky throwing the football? Take a look at your films.
Last year after when the Chiefs lost to Tennessee, he took the blame for that one. I'm sure he'll do the same tonight. At least I would think he would. The conservative play call. Maybe we'll hear from him.
It doesn't matter.
I understand.
It is. It's what happened.
Right. Yeah. He's the reason they lost the game, so he should take the blame for it.
Well, I mean, it wasn't just one call or three calls.
It was a collective.
It was the entire second half of buffoonery. And the offensive play calling in the second half, It was disgusting. It really was. All this RPO trickery, motion for nothing, and keep giving the ball back to you know who.
Chicago Knows Best, right? You can hit up Facebook and tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sunday at 10 on WGN TV. Your pick may be Chicago's Best. All right, well, come on back here and
hey, one of the things that we want to get to is Ed Obradovich with that question that we asked 6 months ago that the media refused to ask that should be asked tonight as we speak.
We'll play it coming right back here on 720 WGN.
Touchdown Bears!
Chicago Bears conversation is here. The Chevy Hamp and OP Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Hamp and OP with Kaz. We're with you till midnight tonight. 312-981-7200. A reminder on Mitchell Trubisky. He was 8 for 9 in the first quarter tonight for 99 yards. Then he threw for 72 yards the rest of the game. 2.7 yards per attempt. So I don't know what you all make about that, make of that, Kaz, Hamp, OB. But
2 yards in an attempt. And what, OB, you used to talk about this all the time, the dear Doug Buffone. He always said that's the most important stat is yards
right
per attempt.
Right.
And the great ones are 7, 8, 9. We had 2.7.
Whatever. Almost 3.
Whatever.
Deshaun Kizer, the backup for the Packers, was 7.9 yards a reception.
In passing yards for the game?
In the second, third, and fourth quarter, he averaged 2.7.
Yeah, not overall. I mean, he had a great first quarter.
But the last time I checked, you got to play four.
Yeah, it's weird.
Time I checked, aren't those the quarters that count?
Yeah, the ones that count the most are in that last quarter when it's crunch time. And Dan, you said it best. We made him a second pick in the draft to do exactly what he didn't do tonight, and that's go down the field and win the game.
Let's hear the comment from Obi that we've been promising from what he said in our draft show back in April when they hired Matt Nagy and Obi's question.
Pace, our general manager, put a list of people that he was going to go visit and talk to about becoming the next head coach of the Bears. I think when he went to Kansas City, correct me here if I'm wrong, gentlemen, I think it was maybe the third person or second person he was going to talk to,
right.
Nagy.
Right, okay. Right, because they'd lost in the playoffs, okay. So he was on the front end. Now,
If I'm Pace, I just want to ask Nagy, if he's on your list, two questions, folks. Two questions. Number one, you were named offensive coordinator 2 years ago. 2 years ago, you were the offensive coordinator. A year and approximately three quarters went by, and you finally got a chance to call, I believe, the last four games or five games as an offensive coordinator.
That's true.
Okay? He was the offensive coordinator and never for a year and three quarters, never could call a game. My question would be, I would ask him that question, and I want an answer. Why? How come you were offensive coordinator, and you waited on the second year when it's almost over with for you to call a few games? Why? Second question is, you're playing a team, the Tennessee Titans, who have no business being in the playoffs. You're at home against that team. You're ready to go. Everybody's healthy. You're winning by 18 points at halftime. You're the offensive coordinator. How the hell can you not score one stinking point in the second half? How do you lose that game? How? I want an answer. Why? Why did you lose that game? Why couldn't you score any points? You're the offensive coordinator. You had everything going for you, and you blew everything.
I would have, if I was Matt Nagy, I would have walked out of the room and said, I don't think I'm fit to work for you,
OB. Well, but it's everything he said.
It was spot on.
Just happened. We witness it. Tonight, as Bear fans, we got
Did
to
I
see
say anything?
Our brilliant genius, young genius, do the same thing again.
Can you imagine that? The guy repeats it. And by the way, that ain't going away. You know, you learn from your mistakes. Well, how about we got a guy that can't figure it out?
Yeah, he does the same thing.
Well, I'll tell you what, a week from tomorrow night, there's going to be a bunch of people in the stands right down the street here. And when it gets into the third quarter, what do you think? Not only the fans are thinking, but what the team is thinking. Think about that. This isn't a gut punch, folks. This is a car wreck.
312-981-7200. We can take a couple calls here, but let's do the defensive star of the game, which is brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers. Bears lose to the Packers 24-23. By the way, next week is the Seattle Seahawks coming in. You don't win that one, that's a problem. Khalil Mack?
No, you can't give everything to him.
Okay, who do you want?
Hicks was great until he played 15 plays, then he was exhausted.
Yeah.
And you never heard his name again.
Yeah, he did get in there early. And let's see, Akeem Hicks.
And he was exhausted because why, OB? Oh, that's right.
Never played.
Shouldn't we give it to Clay Matthews, though? He did everything he could to keep the Bears, give them second chances.
DeShone Kizer almost was our player of the game.
let's get John in Fox Lake here. He's been waiting on hold for over a half an hour. What's up, John?
Hey, I really put this whole loss on the head coach with his play calling. I'm not going to compare him to Fox. That's just stupid. He's just kind of his own man in his own right and totally a different coach. But where it kind of raised an eyebrow for me, I don't know if this is where it got started, but they were in a situation where they were too far to go for a field goal. And I don't know. They kind of went too close.
Right.
And they kind of went for it. And I said, you know, if you're going to go for it there, make the right call. But that's where it went haywire for me. And I said, this guy's making all the wrong plays, and he's got to cater plays to Mitch's talent. Now, I'm not going to defend Mitch and say, you know, I mean, he's in the National Football League, but he's a young guy. Use to his strengths. And on third and one, all those situations, Howard was running hot. And then, you know,
we've already covered
just to
this.
Add to insult, that whole, at the end of the game, they ran that 2-minute offense like they're going for like the touchdown. It's like all we got to do is get in field goal range. So why don't we do some pass action? Why are we going fancy here and trying to go for 10 yards a clip? And what I couldn't figure out is whether or not that was Mitch or a combination of the play calls. But I put this whole loss on the head coach and his play calling. I mean, you know, week one, guys are trying to get into shape, and we can go back to what, you know, you guys had said. You know, that's why we have preseason. But, man, help your team out.
We got you, John. Right? Appreciate it.
He's right, though. I mean, but Ryan Pace hired this guy. So it falls on Ryan Pace ultimately. Mr. Cutesy that all the media guys love because he knows your first name. Oh, boy, aren't we lucky to have that.
But it was fourth and a long, you know, 3.5, 3, almost 4 yards. And we line up in shotgun. And it was an idiotic play. It was almost like it was a give up. And, you know, that was the beginning of the end. And you know what? It was like the momentum swung like a cloud right over the field.
We've got a center. We cannot run from the shotgun formation. Why? Because this kid they got playing center, who has no business playing center, and they keep trying to take a square peg and put it through a round hole. If anything, he's a guard or a tackle. He is not a center. He doesn't have the strength or the balance, because when you're a center, you got to play that position. When you snap that ball, you got to be ready to take that blow from about a 320-pound guy. He can't do it. They throw him around like a rag doll in there. And this guy with his snaps, this is what now? Is this his third year?
Yes.
His third year, and we got a quarterback jumping 9 feet, 10 feet in the air on a snap.
Yeah. And then when it was
in the fourth quarter of a National Football League game.
And when it was 3rd and 8, we couldn't go shotgun. We had to go under the center because we couldn't count on the center to get the ball to the quarterback.
The coaches were scared to death to have him snap the ball back in a shotgun. That's exactly correct, Dan.
Well, then
how laughable is that?
What does it say about your offensive line coach that is so well respected? I mean, and he is. I mean, look, the guy's been around a long time. Why can't he just say, hey, coach, this kid can't play the spot? I don't. This is where I'm losing the disconnect. To all
I know.
This.
You know what we talked about last year. Mark Kirkharman thinks he's a great center. And whatever I have
hold on.
Oh, Mark does. He
yes,
always does.
Don't you even try. Yes, you did.
I said his rookie season, you guys were killing him, and a lot of people were claiming that this guy was the next coming. And it turns out,
why do you think we were killing him?
Because we know what we're talking about.
That would be the answer over there.
Okay.
Okay.
That's why, Mark.
I think that he would be I think you'd do a fine job as a guard. I completely agree with you. I think James Daniels, you drafted him, make him the center. And if there's a learning curve with it, handle it.
Okay, that is the incisive point. The offensive line coach knows it in his heart, but yet he can't make the switch because the genius, Pace, wants to play him in this array. He wants him to play
in defense of white hair. In defense of white hair, and because I remember when they said they're going to start him at center, Dan, I remember you almost flipped out.
He didn't even play it down in that preseason.
He didn't even play center. He played tackle at college at Kansas State or Kansas, whichever school it was, and they take him and try to make a center out of him. And to this day, folks, to this day, again, everything backfired.
Well, they drafted him to be a guard, and then Hronis Gersu blew up in their face. He got hurt, and then they had nothing. Then they're like, okay, we'll make him a center, and then for whatever reason, I don't get it now. Why you're sticking with it is ridiculous.
It wasn't that kid's fault that they put him at center.
Agree. Right. Absolutely not.
We all agree.
Bartolini's brought in some incredible food tonight. Their meatballs have been featured on the Travel Channel, the Food Network, even German television. The meatball sandwich was unbelievable.
Oh, they off the charts. Everything was
food
great.
Was wonderful.
Yeah, they offer shipping to all 50 states. Visit www.bartolinis, bartolinis.com for more information. Adam Hogue after 11:30, 720 WGN.
Back to the Chevy Hampton OB Show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Getting a ton of texts here. Hampton OB with Kaz, 720 WGN with you till midnight. 773. You people need to chill. The Bears were supposed to win no more than 6 games anyway. They looked better than last year. That's progress. That's one.
That's a loser. This was a game that was there to win.
They're up 20-0.
And if Trubisky has any instincts or any ability to throw the ball with any accuracy at the end of the game, all we had to do is get in field goal position. It was there to win.
Just what you said, Dan. And if he had the ability, that's just what you said, Dan, and if he had the ability to put right on the numbers every pass, because that's what we gave half a planet Earth to get him for, and guess what? He wasn't even an area code.
Where that's coming from.
All right, let's hit a call here.
Well,
Are you worried now?
Yes, I don't. They're working on something in there. I don't exactly know what just happened.
Here's three things that have to happen in the next week. Number one, just like the drunk uncle at Christmas, you take the bottle away from him, take the play chart away from Nagy at the halftime, and give it to Mark Helfrich, the other offensive coordinator that we have on this team. We've seen him in action 2 consecutive games. Just basically go stupid and implode. Number two, we got to make the switch. White hair to left guard and put the rookie Mike Daniels in James Daniels in at center. And the third thing is run their butts off this week. We got to get in shape. Nobody on that field was in shape.
We're playing Thursday night.
No, it's Monday night.
Monday night.
Monday night.
Oh, Monday
yeah,
night.
So we've got a little time to get that right.
All right, 312-981-7200. Let's try Keith in Lincoln Park. What's up, Keith?
Hey guys, obviously a brutal night, but your sentiments are so on. I thank you for the comments you guys are making. Where I was going was, Nagy blew a 20-point lead last year in the playoffs. He blows a 20-point lead tonight. He blew a 27-3 lead against Buffalo. I used to have an old football coach. It happens once. It's an event. It happens more than that. It's a trend. We got a real trend on our hands. This was this guy's first game as a head coach at any level of football. First off, how does that happen to the Chicago Bears? And then lastly, there was an article, and you can't make this up. In 85, I think your motto was, whatever it takes. This guy had an article written about a month ago by Adam Johns where he said, if you're getting dominated, you're having a tough day, don't fire up. He goes, just be you, was his whole thing. And I called up my buddies. I couldn't believe it. I said, you're being dominated? Don't fire up. Don't get mad. Don't get angry. Just be you. And I'm just thinking, with you guys on the phone, I'm just curious. If you ever had a head coach that ever gave you any kind of advice, anything like that in your career.
Hey, Keith, can I ask you a question? Wait, hold on, Keith. Did you look at the laminated card? Did you pay attention to that at all? And we appreciate the phone call. It says BU on it. He's got that written on that card.
Oh, I know he does. That's what I'm saying. Hey, listen, that's a Coke commercial. Just do you if you want to run. You know, I mean, it's just...
Nagy's it.
It is. Listen, Ryan Pace is responsible for this. Don't lose sight of that. Nagy is a byproduct of that little genius up there that pretends to be a GM. That guy is the joke.
Let's bring in our guy up at Lambeau Field, Adam Hogue, who got to witness this one firsthand. Hoagie, any chance that you've got something of... Well, here, let's start. What happened in the locker room? Let's go with the reactions from Mitchell Trubisky, and what did you uncover? Who'd you talk to?
A whole bunch of guys. I mean... You guys want the same old story we do every time when the Bears play the Packers? I mean,
anytime
it's unbelievable.
If you could have just ran over Ryan Pace, I'd have felt better. Could you flying elbow when you went by him?
The only thing that was different was that Khalil Mack was in there, right? And, I mean, he's just new to this. This is what happens when the Bears play the Packers. It was a little bit different, obviously, because...
They should have won.
They've never had
a lead like that. This, you know, we got beat up there with Trestman 5 years ago, 50-3 or something. Okay, that was then. This is now. This is a winnable game, and this idiot basically botches it. There's no excuse. Did they try one?
He can't hide.
No, I mean, Kyle Fuller said he's got to catch the ball, which he obviously has to do. I asked Mitch how he thought he played, and he owned it. He said he didn't feel like he played very well. I'll tell you what concerned me, though, because the biggest thing I took away from what Mitch had to say...
Says the same thing every time.
No,
right?
No, because schematically he said that they thought that they were going to be playing man for most of the game, and after the long throw to Allen Robinson, they pretty much went to zone the rest of the time, and he kept referencing unscouted looks. So... That thought Allen Robinson was like way early in the game. I guess if I'm concerned about one thing with the offense is that they had all game to adjust to that, and they didn't. And like that third and one throw to Deion Sims, where he somehow doesn't know how to run past the line of scrimmage on third and one or past the sticks on third and one. They said they needed man coverage there, and they didn't get it. So that's why the play didn't work.
But then why didn't he run it then? I mean, he ran around like a high school quarterback anyway. He should have just stuck his head down and got it.
I mean, we just spent the whole offseason and training camp talking about how with these RPOs, they're supposed to be able to read what is in front of them, and there's supposed to be multiple options based on the coverage, and then you take that option, and then we're kind of hearing that in the second half, well, there really weren't options. They just kind of... tried to run out the clock. I mean, I don't.
They were unprepared because they did not have any type of live engagement in the preseason.
My God. They adjust to what? They're adjusting to practice playing against their own players. They didn't even put the first team or second team in there for the entire exhibition season to try to figure something out. That shows you how smart this coaching staff is.
Well, it's we got to find out real quick if this team is what we saw in the first half or what we saw in the second half, because Ryan Pace was going to the Hall of Fame at halftime, and now obviously everyone's really upset after the game, and I get it. But this is what we talked about before the game, right? I was very confident they were going to come out and do exactly what they did on the first drive, because all that was scripted. Packers had no idea what was coming, and then I said to you, what's it going to look like when they adjust? And they adjusted.
And shut us down. Right.
Yeah, and then they didn't score the rest of the game. Those had one offensive touchdown.
Right.
Offensive touchdown. That was it.
Adam, here's what I told Dan. This was in the second quarter. I told Dan, I said, Dan, they were winning, what, about 17-0 or something like that. It might have been 20. I says, you know what? All that's happened, Bears have gotten every call from the refs, every break, and they're only winning 17-0. It should be 37-0, 27-0. Not 17-0 or 20-0. What did I say, big man? I told you,
yep.
They're opening the door for them to come back at you. They're not trying to put them away. They're just not trying to put them away. That's a fact.
Well, they're not good on offense. That's the real fact.
Not yet.
They scored 10 points.
I don't think they ever will be. But
look, we're going to get 15 more weeks of watching this garbage. So hopefully it'll get better.
Adam, right? what did they say about third and one?
At the end, so I wasn't in there for Nagy because I had to go get all these other guys in the locker room, obviously Khalil Mack and Roquan Smith. So I honestly don't know what Nagy had to say about that, what his explanation was.
Okay.
Sorry.
Because he does that in Kansas City, and so he likes to follow the trend of blowing big leads and not scoring any points in the second half. That would be the right answer for him, right?
And what I want to know is, and I can't wait to go back and watch the tape. Maybe you guys saw it better than I could on, you know, since you watched it on TV, I don't know. But was no one open, or was Trubisky just missing the open guys? Because all this talk about all these weapons, and I certainly thought they'd be a little bit more productive. But in the second half,
they were
it's like
open.
Nobody was open.
No, they were open.
Where did Cohen go?
Cohen was open a couple of times where he just ran around like a high school quarterback and put his head down and didn't look downfield like you're supposed to do in the pros.
You had four games.
And that wheel route at the end, he was open. That would have been a touchdown.
Yeah, but hey, our guy was running around like a high school quarterback, and we moved up and gave away half of our draft to bring in a guy that could play quarterback as good as Mark Carmen.
You cannot waive an entire exhibition season for playing against your players. When you play against another team, speed's different, timing's different. And every the thought process, everything's different, and you got to play your people. So if you play him a quarter or a half, Tom Brady.
He's 112 years old
and,
now.
And in the third game, folks, that's when the game, when most everybody plays their regulars, is the third exhibition game. Tom Brady's 41 years old, starting his 19th season, and he played the entire first half. You know where this knucklehead that we have? Trubisky, you know what he was doing? Hanging on to his shoulder pads right here in Soldier Field, walking around, not even paying attention to what the hell's going on the field. Tom Brady, 41 years old, 19 years, he's playing. Our guy is not playing. Why? Because Trubisky is so good. Our receivers are so good. Our offensive line is so good. They don't have to practice because they can beat anybody.
And the other thing is, you know, the first quarter, I think Trubisky was 8 of 9, 99 yards, and pretty effective. The receiver, Robinson made a hell of a catch. But from that point on, the last three quarters, he averaged 2.7 yards an attempt. That is Mickey Mouse. That will get you beat in Pop Warner. And for us to think that we are good enough to not prepare during the preseason this is exactly what we predicted in the pregame,
without
and it
doubt.
Came to fruition, unfortunately.
Yeah, it did. I mean, I can't argue with it. We knew that the whole reasoning, at least in my opinion, the biggest reasoning was just that they wanted to hide things from the Packers. Well, it worked for one series, right? It worked for a couple series. They should have had a touchdown in the second one. Trubisky missed the throw to Robinson.
Right.
So they settled for a field goal. But from that point on, I can't argue with you. They looked out of sync, and maybe the extra reps would have helped. Once the Packers figured out what was going on, there just really wasn't much the Bears could counter with. That,
Adam,
that's what's disturbing to me.
Adam, just let me tell you. You think of the complete stupidity, the complete stupidity of what the hell went on out there.
Adam, we'll read you at WGNRadio.com. Travel safe home, and as always, appreciate the coverage, my friend.
All right. Talk to you guys next week.
Hey, Adam, did Pace and Nagy Uber their way home? Because I'm pretty sure they probably wouldn't let them on the team plane.
If
they're driving, they'll get lost on the second half of the trip.
They'll end up in Milwaukee and never make it here.
Thank you. The one thing they can't hide. This coaching staff cannot hide behind this loss.
That is a great visual of them just standing outside Lambeau Field. Who's getting the Uber? You want to get him? Let's get an X.
Can't we get on the team bus? No. They said we can't.
Let's get I don't know what they'd screw the Uber up.
312-981-7200. I don't know if we have time for any more calls, but that is the phone number here for Hampo B and Kaz with you till the top of the hour on 720 WGN.
This is the Chevy Hampano B Show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Lots of jam in here in the final 7 minutes. First, let's do the Mueller game-changing moment, which is sponsored by the Mueller family of dealerships in Hoffman Estates, Gurnee, Highland Park, and Merrillville. Hamp, what do you got?
Aaron Rodgers walks back out of the locker room in the second half. That changed everything. We choke, we curl up in a fetal position and soil the AstroTurf, and Aaron Rodgers looks like the greatest quarterback that's ever played.
On one leg.
Yeah, $50 gift card, by the way. There was a fake Ian Rappaport on Twitter put out that he had torn his ACL. Bears fans were celebrating all over social media. Adam Schefter had a report that he might have broken his leg, and then there he was coming back to win the game. I wish you would not have hung up just right now on 312-981-7200. I was about to give a guy who was on hold for 45 minutes.
That's a shame.
You know, and Nagy's reading that card, BU. Well, he was. He was himself.
Yeah, you know, he was himself. You're right.
What we thought once was just a bad set of circumstances has now become a bad trend.
We have a $50 gift card to you for watching the Bears game tonight and listening to us and being up late and taking it all in. It's a $50 gift card to Bartolini's restaurant, catering and banquets, family owned at 144th and Pulaski in Midlothian, home of the Chicago's best meatball. We'll take the third caller, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, $50 gift card to Bartolini's. Call 708-396-2333. We thank them for the food tonight.
The guy that we lost, what was his name?
Jim.
Huh? Jim?
From Philadelphia.
Jim, we're sorry about that, pal. We were going to go to you, right? And then something happened, I guess. But anyways, we appreciate you calling and hanging in there.
Well, it's been a very busy night on the phone lines. We appreciate everybody that called
tonight.
Well,
Mark pulled the Nagy.
That's right. It was karma.
Yeah, I mean, it's now called a, we'll just call it a Nagy. It's like a Munson, right? The same thing. It's a Nagy.
Let me tell you something.
It's absolutely fine.
You think that this guy's theory and his theory of how he wants to coach and make the Chicago Bears, you think because of this game, or you think because of the game at Kansas City that he called and blew that game too, and he blew this game, you think he's going to change his way of doing things?
Nope. He's going to hunker down. He's going to hunker down and try to prove everybody wrong.
Like the drunk uncle, you just take the chart away from him at halftime.
Nobody's feeling bad for anybody, but that's about as rough of a first game as a head coach of the National Football League that you can have. I mean, he is not sleeping tonight, right? I mean,
the time and place, we'll never forget this game as long as we all live.
And it's the biggest rivalry in the NFL. And he gagged it away.
Sunday night
that
NFL.
Was one of the worst coaching jobs done in the National Football League period, and especially in this rivalry between the Packers and the Bears. And we go up there, it's the opening game, and this guy fails again. He pulls his same stuff. I don't know what the hell his problem is. I have no idea. But I'm going to tell you what. You cannot take these guys and just really do nothing for all this time. Don't play games. Don't do this. Don't do anything. And then think you're going to go out there first game. And by the way, you, Pace, and you, Nagy, and the rest of these coaches, you guys had this great game plan where we're going to put an offensive tackle lineman out at a wideout, number 72. We came up with all these formations. Why? Because you guys thought we're going to go up into Green Bay, play against McCarthy, Mike McCarthy, the head coach, and Aaron Rodgers, probably one or two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and we're going to out-trick them. We're going to out-trick them. You laughable. You laughable. You made this town.
Yeah, it's a joke.
It is unbelievable. You're going to go up there with these trick plays, and you're gonna out-coach Mike McCarthy. You're going to outplay Aaron Rodgers. You imbecile.
Let us move on here as we wrap it up to the Bears in Seattle real quick here. Monday night, we'll have a pregame show for 1 hour, 6 to 7, a week from Monday, which is a week from tomorrow in about 3 minutes here. And Bears' first home game of the year. Hamp, what are you expecting against the Seahawks? How do they bounce back?
Seahawks have found a way to lose today as well. They got beaten Denver. It's going to be a desperate football team coming in here with a coach that's used to winning. They had made the playoffs every year since 2010 until last year. He made a lot of changes. They're going to be desperate. I remember this almost identically to 2 years ago, Philadelphia coming in here with a rookie head coach and a rookie quarterback, and you were saying, there's no way we can lose. There's no way Philadelphia beat our brains out. So this is not going to be easy. And like I said, changes have to be made. You've got to commit to being in shape. A lot of stuff we didn't get done through training camp. We got to try to cram it into 1 week.
Team, we will bounce back from this, OB.
Well, let's hope.
We have nothing else, right?
You know, I tell you, I've been doing this for so long and around, and I'm going to tell you something. I am not going to give these guys. You got a head coach making 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. Some of these guys are making $15, $20 million to coach 16 games. We got offensive coordinators making $2, $3, $4 million. Position coaches making $6, $7, $5, $800,000 to coach 16 games. And we go up to Green Bay in this great rivalry, and we have them on the ropes the first 30 minutes. And we don't come out, we don't try to end the game and finish them. And it's what? Who's it? Is it the players' fault? It's not their fault. It's your fault, Nagy, and your fault, Pace, for hiring this kid.
We will see you next Monday night. Bears lose to the Packers 24-23, 0-1, 15 games to go. Gentlemen, great to be with you tonight.
I miss John Fox now.
Yeah, all of a sudden,
I mean,
bring him back.
At least he would have run the ball on 3rd and 1 with Jordan Howard.
Yeah.
He would have, too.
No question about it.
He absolutely would have. That's a true
Mark,
story.
Mark, you did a great job. Thank you.
OB, you're the best. All right.
Stop sucking up. It's embarrassing.
You want to know something? How much I really care about that, what you two guys think?
Just for the record, I brought over 5 cookies. 3 other things. I brought them for everybody.
3 other things? You brought 5 total cookies.
Kaz ate them all, and I got screamed at by the team. Just want that on the record that happened tonight.